Welcome to Sleeper Wire.
Sleeper Wire! Sleeper Wire! Sleeper Wire! Sleeper Wire!
Welcome, everybody, to the Sleeper Wire Show. Welcome to this Dynasty Veteran Mock Draft. I'm your host, Professor Chris, and with me, I've got Greg, the Dino Mechanic. Greg, how's it going, man?
Oh, it's going great, man. Looking forward to doing this. This should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, this one's going to be awesome. We got the NFL Draft, which is just a few weeks away, and we haven't done a whole lot of mock draft shows yet. I know I haven't done one. But you know what? It's about that time of year where dynasty leagues, you know, new ones are popping up right before the NFL draft. And a lot of you might be doing a veteran draft before the rookie draft comes. So we thought we would do a dynasty mock draft. Greg, what have you been up to, man? It's been a while since I've been on a show.
Same. I've just been working mainly. I want to call my work essential, but we're keeping the 6 feet, social distancing going on. So I'm an aircraft mechanic, so it's kind of easy to stay away from people. Airplanes are nice and don't get you sick.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I have just been, just being inside all the time. We just had a baby last week. So he's a week. He's 8 days old now. So
congrats, man.
Yeah, man, it's been fun. All he does is eat, sleep, and poop. But I feel like that's pretty much expected at this point. But it's been a good time.
I say, if you're not doing one of those three things, you should be concerned.
Yeah, that's all we've got going on here. All right, guys, for this episode, we're doing a 12-team Superflex Dynasty mock draft. And so the roster positions, we've got quarterback, two running back, two wide receiver, a tight end, a flex, a super flex, and 5 bench. The link has been pushed in Sleeper, and we are just waiting for the room to fill up right now, and then we will get going here in just a second. So I was glad to see that the NFL is still having their NFL draft. There's not going to be anybody who's able to go. Hopefully it'll still be televised. I would think it would be, right?
I'm not too sure, because I heard they're going to be like a kind of teleconferencing in, so I don't know it will be, but I think it'll be kind of like you'll have like 4 people in the booth kind of thing, and they'll be talking about it at all. And now probably about the extent of it, because you're not going to have Roger Goodell meeting every single player. I would, because that kind of defeats the whole purpose of the 6 foot rule, right? So
right.
I hope they televise it still. I don't see why they wouldn't. It's like the greatest. There's nothing else going on right now, so they had the greatest way to get all the ratings and all the money.
Yeah. Have you seen like SportsCenter's like all they're posting like on their Facebook page and everything, scrolling through my timeline, is just like video game high, like people playing NBA 2K and things like that.
Oh, that's a sad day. This is just tragedy.
Yeah, like a little while ago today, it was when you lose like this with a couple of laughing faces, and it was someone missed a layup, and then the other team hit a half court shot at the buzzer to win. And it's like, come on, man. Like, that's really what you're doing? Like, you're showing this? Like, at least, re-air some awesome games of the past, right?
That's a good idea. But that, the ESPN Classics for that.
Yeah, I mean, does anybody still watch ESPN Classic?
I don't even have TV, man.
Oh, yeah.
Only time I get TV on is for football.
Yeah, we don't have cable anywhere or either. We got Netflix and Hulu and Disney Plus and Amazon Prime.
But who needs cable?
But no cable. Yeah, who needs cable?
It's okay. I'll just subscribe to 4 different things. I don't need that.
Right. All right. We have 8 of the 12 spots filled. I am drafting from the 4 spot, and Greg, you were at the 110.
My favorite place to be.
Who, let's say you were drafting first, Dynasty, Startup, Veteran Draft. Who would be your 101?
Personally, I like to go wide receiver since it's Dynasty. Wide receivers last longer. You don't have to worry about it. If you want to go running back, sure, then go Saquon Barkley and Christian McCaffrey. But my personal 101 is DeAndre Hopkins.
Hopkins over Michael Thomas.
Yeah, mainly because the quarterback is safer for longer term. because Drew Brees got 2 years left his contract, and he should retire at that point. And they're the same age. They're both 27. So if I had to choose one, I would choose the one that has a better circumstance long-term versus short-term.
Okay. Yeah, I think I like DeAndre Hopkins with Kyler Murray in the long-term as well. That said, I think I would take Michael Thomas over Hopkins in, at the one-on-one. I'm just saying if I were playing the long game, then Hopkins. But, you know, Dynasty startup, I'm thinking Michael Thomas at the 101.
I don't blame you in the slightest. I think that's always a good bet to do. You can't go wrong with pretty much any player unless you're drafting, you know, kicker to 101. But any of the top four, like Christian McCaffrey, Barkley, Thomas, or Hopkins.
Right. What about a super flex? So does that change your dynasty drafting strategy at all? You're at the 110. Are you thinking quarterback there since it's a dynasty super flex?
I am. Absolutely. If I can get Mahomes or Lamar Jackson there, I'll be really happy because those are two great high-scoring players you can get.
You had the 110. You think they're going to fall?
They might. It depends on – I've noticed every single super flex league I've been a part of, everyone values quarterbacks differently. You'll have some leagues that just don't value it at all. You'll have some leagues where you'll have all the quarterbacks go in the first five rounds.
Right.
And it's just – it depends on the league. That's why you always try your best to go best player available. It's generally the best approach in everything you do.
All right, guys. We will let this go a couple more minutes, and then we might have to turn on some auto draft. But that's okay.
How about Chris? Who are you targeting at the 104?
At the 104, obviously Hopkins or Michael Thomas if they make it there. I'm thinking Hopkins, Thomas, or Christian McCaffrey. Those would be my top three. Then after that, I think it would be Barkley. Yep.
Okay.
So I'm pretty happy if I get one of those four.
So like you're not thinking about a quarterback at the 1-4?
No, I might think about it in the second round, but you know, this is a decent quarterback class for rookies too.
Oh, it definitely notably is since we're not drafting rookies in this mock. It should have a couple starters at the bare minimum.
Yep. Definitely. All right, we got three spots left here. So far we got Banana Hammock at the 101. 102 is Lord of Lazy. I like that one. Both two solid names to start. Livy,
very solid.
Yeah, Livy at the 103, one of the most active moderators on the Sleeper app. I am at the 104. 105 is still open. Buckin Null. So I'm guessing this is a Florida fan. Tampa Bay Bucks, Seminoles at the 106. 107 is unclaimed. Das Chaser at 108. K Page 1 at 109. Greg, you're at the 110. 111 is unclaimed so far. And then McNaga is at the 112. Well, let's say it is. we'll give it two more minutes here. And then if it's not filled, we're going to start.
Sounds good. I do enjoy the banana hammock. That's all I think of is Scrubs. You ever seen that show there,
Chris? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Scrubs is pretty freaking funny. I haven't watched it in a really long time. Is it still on Netflix?
I remember saying someone was they were re-watching the show due to the quarantine. So I think it is on Netflix.
Okay. Yeah, I need to rewatch it. It's been probably like seven years ago is when I watched it on Netflix. I need to do it again. It's a pretty underrated show.
It is. I quite enjoyed it. It's hilarious.
I've been rewatching The 100 on Netflix, which is also awesome. Big fan.
Well, what's that about?
So it's basically Earth was destroyed by nuclear war, and the remaining, you know, humanity went up into space, and they're supposed to be up there for 100 years. And they started running out of oxygen, so they sent 100 juvenile delinquents down to the Earth to see if it was survivable. And then the 100 got down there, and they weren't the only ones. And then a bunch of war stuff, everything. It's pretty great. Pretty interesting.
That does sound
fascinating. I did a pretty bad job at explaining it.
That sounds interesting. So they ran out of air, then they sent 100 people, juveniles,
yeah,
down there they didn't care about.
So, like, well, the way it is, like, on the space station, that if you commit a crime, every crime's a capital offense, so you get shot out into space to die, just to keep everybody under control. But if you're a juvenile, if you're a minor, they don't do that until you're 18. So they had a bunch of minors who were, you know, just in jail. And then they sent the ones who were in jail down. I should have said juvenile delinquents.
You did. You did say that. Oh. No, that sounds fun. I've been watching Schitt's Creek. That's been hilarious.
That's Netflix too, right?
Yes, that's on Netflix. It's hilarious, man. Like,
have you watched Tiger King yet? I haven't watched it yet.
I haven't, and I don't know. I'm kind of one of those people that everyone else is watching. I'm like, okay, I'll watch it. Probably never now. Like, it doesn't interest me that much, but I guess it's one of those gotta watch it to understand it, I guess, one of the things.
Yeah, must be. I mean, I want to understand it. All right, guys, we're gonna go ahead and get started. We have 3 unclaimed spots, but we want to go ahead and get this going. The 105, 107, and 111 are gonna be auto drafted. We're gonna go ahead and start. So 60-second timer. And we are getting it going. Banana Hammock on the clock.
Oh.
Pat Mahomes at the 101. Superflex. Mahomes. So, I mean, can't hate on it.
No, especially when, since he's not going to be able to pick again until the 212. It makes sense why he'd go ahead for a quarterback. Like, not my personal choice, but I understand it.
All right, so then it was Saquon Barkley and Christian McCaffrey. So it's me at the 104, and Hopkins and Michael Thomas are both here. Oh, man, I was saying I would take Thomas at the 101 over Julio, and now I'm like, oh, Hopkins is there, but I got to stick with what I said. I'm taking Michael Thomas.
There you go. Stick to your guns, man.
Yep. Then auto draft Alvin Kamara at the 105. I mean, I think the 105, 107, and 111, we might just have to take with a grain of salt.
I think later on, I think 105 of Kamara is not bad. Like, people who value running backs more, I could see that. Like, that's definitely the running back 3, I'd say, in my opinion. So,
in a dynasty, I'm not sure about that. I mean, Zeke, I would take over Kamara.
He's on a second contract, so he's older. Plus, he has a lot more mileage on him. He's also pretty solid.
I would take Nick Chubb and Dalvin Cook, I think.
Over Kamara?
I think so.
I don't know about that.
Not necessarily in a redraft, but I think in a dynasty. Maybe it's just that whole, maybe I've got that recency bias of Kamara not really doing what he was expected to do.
He had a down year on touchdowns this year. I think that's what it really was.
Yeah, for sure. 100%. Buck and Null takes Zeke at the 106. Then it went DeAndre Hopkins at the 107. Das Chaser takes Devontae Adams. K Page 1 takes Lamar Jackson at the 109. And Greg, you're on the clock at the 110 here.
Yep. I'm going to take my boy Tyreek Hill.
All right. Then it went David Johnson. Oh, man. That's where auto kind of screwed it up. David Johnson at the 111. Yep. We're going to have to just sort of ignore that.
I definitely think that. I'd take a lot of running backs over David Johnson.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he is the starter again, but
for like, what, a year?
Yeah probably. McNaga on the clock at the turn takes Russell Wilson and then Kyler Murray to kick off the 201. Damn it. I was hoping Kyler was going to fall back to me.
Yeah. No, I don't blame you there.
All right. Then it went Le'Veon Bell. So Otto at the 111 has drafted David Johnson and Le'Veon Bell. Back on the clock here, Greg. What you thinking?
I'm thinking between Dalvin Cook, Nick Chubb, and Joe Mixon. That's who I'm thinking between.
Lean towards Nick Chubb. I just feel like he's going to be the healthiest out of all of them.
But he also has a Hunt to deal with. That's my only issue.
Yeah.
Hunt's taking around for another year.
He was still great.
He was, but it's like they have so many mouths to feed there. I'm kind of concerned how Cleveland's going to do. So I'm going to go ahead and pick Dalvin Cook as my choice.
Yeah, I mean, I can't argue with it.
back.
K-Page won at the 204. Just to recap what we've had so far, I'll just recap the first round. Pat Mahomes, Saquon Barkley, Christian McCaffrey, Michael Thomas, Alvin Kamara, Ezekiel Elliott. Then at the 107, DeAndre Hopkins, Devontae Adams, Lamar Jackson, Tyreek Hill, David Johnson, and Russell Wilson. Once again, ignore the David Johnson auto.
Yeah, I'm actually more surprised about the Russell Wilson at the 112. If you can always wait on quarterbacks, in my opinion, because most quarterbacks score the most. Like Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes are up there in their own tier, but everyone else kind of scores about the same amount. So it's one of those things where I'd rather get a premium player like K-Page picked George Kittle just now. Yeah,
for sure.
Shoot, catch up.
He picks George Kittle. Dos Chaser takes Nick Chubb. So he's starting out with Devontae Adams and Nick Chubb. Then it went James Conner. Bucknell takes Chris Godwin and then Julio Jones. And now I am back on the clock and I cannot let Deshaun Watson pass me up here.
Nope. That's a good spot for him.
209 in a super flex. I'm starting out with Michael Thomas and Deshaun Watson. That's okay.
You're not complaining, are you?
No, I'm not complaining. Livy on the clock here at the 210. I think guys we'll maybe try to get through 10 rounds depending on the time here. How important is quarterback for you in a super flex, Greg, especially in a dynasty? Are you a wait till the fourth or fifth round kind of guy and then maybe try to address it in the rookie draft, try to address it via trade?
It depends on the draft. So right now, quarterbacks are definitely a high commodity, so I might try to draft another quarterback depending on who's available there. I don't like reaching for players. I feel like it's below their value because you can always, like you say, you always trade best player available. So a lot of people are like, oh, like McNaga, he's going to be hurting for a player later on. I can trade one of my players I got at a higher round for Kyler Murray or another player as such.
Yep.
So that's my opinion on that. I don't know if I answered your question.
No, you did. I mean, a lot of times you have a strict, you know, rule that you want to follow, like don't take quarterbacks early. But, you know, your draft is different every single time. It can be even the same people that you're drafting with in the same order, and it's going to be different. And sometimes you just got to read the board, you know?
Yep. Joe Mixon to Livy, which I like that, and OBJ.
Yeah, for Lord of Lazy. Starts out with Barkley and OBJ. Which I'm glad you said OBJ. It, you know, it's such a small thing, but it's really a pet peeve of mine when people write ODB.
You know? Who writes ODB?
You've never seen that Odell Beckham ODB? You'll see it all the time, like in Sleeper and everything. People will be like, ODB or this guy.
I'd be so confused. Oh, yeah, man. If I saw that.
Yeah, because you think Old Dirty Bastard when you see it. And
absolutely. What else would you think? Apparently, Odell Beckham Jr., apparently. All right.
Yeah. I just think people see Odell Beckham and think ODB. Yeah. But, yeah.
And then he also walks with Aaron Jones, same guy. Banana Hammock took Josh Jacobs and Miles Sanders, which is...
Yep, at the turn. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yep.
Banking on youth there. Livy back on the clock at the 303. Like Greg has said, we've started out the third round with Miles Sanders and Aaron Jones. And Livy takes Derrick Henry. That's who I was going to take. Damn it.
It's okay, you saved yourself.
All right, so looking here, I want to take a running back because there's a lot off the board. But Mike Evans is also still here in the third round.
Ooh, that's
very tempting. But I want Gurley too.
That's kind of his knees are concerning. I don't blame you for wanting Gurley, but I'm concerned about his knees.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Evans. Like, I mean, Evans, you can argue should be a top five, you know, dynasty wide receiver.
Yeah, absolutely. But you know, he also has Chris Godwin to contend with, and now Tom Brady.
He had Chris Godwin to contend with last year too, when Evans was still a superstar.
He did. I just hated that. It was 1 week was a Chris Godwin week, next week was a Mike Evans week. It was just constantly up and down.
Yep.
Towards the end, I think it kind of evened out better, if I recall correctly. I don't own either of them in hardly any of my dynasty leagues.
So I took Mike Evans. Then it went Todd Gurley at the 305. Buchanan takes Leonard Fournette at the 306. Juju at the 307. Now Das Chaser at the 308. About 20 seconds into his pick here.
Now George Kittle in the second. How do you feel about that?
That's early.
This is not a tight end premium league. So yeah, I would think that's. Oh, Kelsey's early too.
Jeez. Yeah, Kelsey at the 308. I mean, I would in a dynasty, I would take Kittle over Kelsey just because Dang. They're very similar, and he's got what he's what 4 years younger.
I think it's five. And Kelsey's 30. Hey, I'm curious.
K Page takes Kenyon Drake. Greg back on the clock here.
All right, Kenyon Drake that early. Dang, you guys are going crazy.
I will say, I don't have a running back yet.
I'll say, I do have one to pretty much everything besides a quarterback, and I'm not too in love with a lot of the
what's available right now. Pretty much everything? You have a wide receiver and a running back. You don't have one of everything.
Yeah, I have one of everything. Shh. Just in my brain, that's all.
No tight ends, no quarterback.
I'm going to go ahead and pick Amari Cooper.
All right.
And then I'm talking about 311. What the heck, sleeper?
So the person drafting at the 11 spot is David Johnson, Le'Veon Bell, and Antonio Brown.
Man, this has been a great draft 3 years ago.
Yeah, man. Back 2017, this dude would have killed it.
Mm. Oh, man, that cracks me up. No, I say I don't mind it if it's a tight end premium for the tight ends.
Oh, for sure. 100%.
Like that makes more a lot more sense to me, but we don't know what it is, so I can't. It's not tight end premium, so it's yeah.
All right, McNaga on the turn takes Adam Thielen and Keenan Allen. Damian Williams at the 402. Now it is back to Greg. Now, Greg, I gotta say, we have one sleeper wire dynasty league that is a it's not a tight end premium, but it's a two tight end league, right? Yeah. And we drafted, I guess this was the second year of it. So mm-hmm. before these tight ends blew up, these are my two starting tight ends in this two tight end league. I got Kittle and Hooper.
Oh, Hooper value just went down, but I love that. That's awesome.
Right? Yeah, I'm pretty happy with that. I also got Tyler Higbee.
Nice. That's good.
Kyle Rudolph, which is okay. Mo Alie-Cox, Blake Jarwin, and Jaden Graham. But Jarwin just got that contract. Mo Alie-Cox could have a decent year. He's a huge tight end that Phillip Rivers might be looking for.
Yeah, no, him with Jack Doyle.
Yeah, Tyler Higbee. I just in case he's the main guy and is killing it again, I'm set, man. I like it. Now my wide receivers are crap. I've got Evans and OBJ and Robbie Anderson. I don't know. I feel like this year I can be a contender. But let's catch up here. Greg, you took Dak Prescott at the 403. I was actually hoping he was going to make it back to me. I like Dak a lot. K Page takes DJ Moore. Das Chaser takes Kenny Galladay. Then it went Chris Carson.
Well, good picks.
Buchanan at the 407. Got about 20 seconds left here.
Yeah, the Chris Carson pick is definitely an auto pick. Oh, Zach Ertz wins.
Buchanan takes Stephon Diggs, and then Zach Ertz goes off the board. And I think I need to look at a running back here. It's got Kerryon Johnson, maybe.
I think I'm going to go Melvin Gordon, personally.
Scroll down the list. Yeah, man, I want Melvin as well. Longtime listeners of the show know that Melvin Gordon is my favorite fantasy football player.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I absolutely love Melvin. Not this past year, obviously. But
he still did well, though, for starting for eight games.
Yeah, man, Melvin is an awesome player. Now, hopefully in Denver, he's going to be just as good, but he does have Philip Lindsay to contend with. Royce Freeman, irrelevant at this point. You think I would even think Royce could get released.
He gone.
And then Melvin can do what Philip Lindsay can do better.
Yeah, absolutely. I think they'll still use both of them, but I know their new offensive coordinator, who just recently head coach of the New York Giants, Pat Shurmur, loves running backs, but only one. He had Dalvin Cook before that and used him a lot, and primarily same with Saquon Barkley. So I suspect much of the same for Melvin Gordon.
Livy, you going to auto-draft? Oh, man. Auto-drafts Kerryon Johnson. So Livy starts with four running backs, McCaffrey, Mixon, Henry, and Kerryon.
That's, all right, more power to you, I guess.
I don't know if that was intentional there.
I don't think it would be, but, you know.
I might have considered a wide receiver.
Yeah, no, I would have picked Juju.
Is Juju still on the board?
No,
Juju was taken at the 307.
Oh, my bad.
Lord of Lazy takes Mark Ingram. Banana Hammock takes Austin Eckler. So he's got three young running backs. Good for Eckler, you know, getting his money, man. He's the true definition of playing your way into a contract.
Oh, absolutely. Eckler just burst on the scene.
Yeah.
And just completely took over that role and everything.
100%. Calvin Ridley for Banana Hammock at the turn at the 501. Lord of Lazy takes Cooper Kupp. Livy back on the clock, probably going to time out again because that's what he likes to do, apparently.
Oh, he says he's on the green dot. Yeah. So we'll see. Oh, there he is. Another one.
Another? Wow, man. Livy, is that enough running backs?
I don't think so, man. I think that's David Montgomery. Like, I was hoping he'd follow me personally. But
and I'm taking Devin Singletary.
Not concerned about the Bills drafting another running back?
The draft hasn't happened yet.
Well, I mean, they might. Like, this is a dynasty before the draft.
Right, absolutely. But they picked him fairly high last year.
Yeah, third round, right?
Yeah. It's decent draft capital. He showed some really, really good potential during the season, especially once he got the starting role. I think they're going to give him a shot. And, you know, Josh Allen has – they just got Stephon Diggs. So he's got Stephon Diggs, mm-hmm. Dawson Knox, who hopefully will keep developing, John Brown, who's a great wide receiver as well, Devin Singletary. I think the Bills, they're definitely favorites to win the AFC East now.
Yeah, absolutely. And don't forget about Cole Beasley, too. He was great out of the slot last year.
Yeah, I mean, he's great out of the slot every year.
Nah, that's fair.
No, I'm agreeing with you. We haven't had a quarterback come off the board in a long time as super flexers. We're in the fifth round. There's only six off the board.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. And Courtland Sutton should have gone a long time ago, in my opinion. Like, I would take him above DJ Moore.
Yeah, me too. I did a sleeper wire short on Courtland Sutton a few weeks ago, guys. Go check that one out.
Yep, absolutely.
So Julian Edelman at the 505. Buchanan takes Cortland Sutton at the 506. Otto takes Brandon Cooks at the 507. Doss Chaser back on the board here. And yeah, these Banana Hammock said these rankings are ridiculous. Yeah, that's true. I don't know if you're going to get really Austin Eckler in the fourth. Hopefully we're drafting with people who kind of know that these are a little ridiculous and they're able to look for the players that they want, but... hey, who knows?
Yeah, it's kind of a challenge kind of trying to find which players you want. I'm like trying to look ahead of time for myself.
Das Chaser takes Marlon Mack. K Page 1 on the clock. Greg on deck.
See, I would totally take a rookie running back next if I could.
You mean if this was like a complete dynasty startup with rookies involved?
Yeah, included. I definitely would. Because I'm not a big fan of much of the running backs currently on the board. Like, there's Tony Michel, which I have concerns about because it's New England.
Yeah, I mean, you got Sony, Philip Lindsay still on the board, Tevin Coleman, Matt Breda still on the board.
And then San Francisco, you don't even know what's going on there. goodness. I think I know who I'm going to take next.
All right, Devonta Freeman for Page 1. He's hoping that he gets a contract. Dino Mechanic.
I think I might have been auto pick, man. You're right. Well, I'll go ahead and just pick Aaron Rodgers. Best player available, in my opinion.
Probably. I mean, you can't argue with that. I think maybe I would have preferred Drew Brees over Rodgers if it was just for 1 year, but...
oh, yeah.
Otto takes T.Y. Hilton McNaga back on the clock.
I like your comment in there. That's a very appropriate comment there, Chris. I would say it on the air, but it's not very appropriate for the air, but it's appropriate for the chat.
Yeah. Way to screw up the show, everyone.
Hey, there you go. That's definitely more PG. I appreciate that. Yeah. And Levy goes, yeah, I'm good. Running backs. No, I don't believe you.
Yeah, you got five of them. I think you're all right. Would you have taken Singletary over Montgomery?
They're about the same to me.
All right. I've got Singletary and Montgomery in that sleeper wire dynasty as well.
Nice. Yeah, I like... Oh, I'm on a count. Back on the clock.
Stop. McMaga takes Lockett and Darius Geis at the turn here. Takes Geis as his first running back. And then Sony Michel. Greg at the 603, about halfway through your timer here. Hunter Henry.
Yep.
All right. Maybe I should start looking at tight end in either this round or the next. What are your thoughts on Cameron Brate and O.J. Howard now with Tom Brady?
I'm not too sure because Bruce Arians typically doesn't use tight ends in his game, but I know Tom Brady targets them, so it's hard to say what's going to happen. There's so many mouths to feed. That's the same problem I have with Austin Hooper going to Cleveland. It's just hard to say what's going to happen. I like O.J. Howard. I think his stock does go up, but still buyer beware because it still might not be as great and grand as you're hoping. How about you? What do you think about the situation?
You know what? I think it's Cameron Brate over O.J. Howard, honestly.
Hmm. Really? You think that?
I don't know. I've always liked Cameron Brate.
Okay.
He was great for fantasy for a couple straight seasons. O.J. Howard, I mean, he's had his chances, you know?
Yeah, what is this? Fourth year in the league?
This will be his third, I think.
Third, yeah. Okay.
Okay, well, page
it
one.
Takes a while for tight ends to develop.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, Buck and Noel takes Josh Allen right before me. I was going to take him. Bummer. So to catch up here, okay, page one goes Robert Woods. Josh Chaser takes Carson Wentz. Then Otto takes Josh Gordon. Man, these autos are rough. I wish this had filled. Buck and Noel takes Josh Allen. Then it went James White. And now I am on the clock here. And I super flex. I want to lean quarterback, but I'm already good at. I've already got Deshaun Watson there. Austin Hooper or Mark Andrews?
Andrews.
Yeah, that's what I'm leaning to.
Because Hooper's situation is more muddy now, and then Andrews' situation got a lot more clear.
If Hooper was still on the Falcons, I would have taken him in a heartbeat.
Same. The guy dominated this year, was tight end one before he got injured, and just was head and shoulders above everyone else scoring-wise.
Yeah, he was tight end one by a large margin, too.
Yeah, I loved it because I loaned a lot of Hooper shares last year and still do. And then, yeah, I'm so sad. I might start shedding some tears right now just how sad I am.
It's so sad.
Livy takes Drew Brees, so he has five running backs and then Drew Brees as his quarterback. Man.
That's calling a gut to you right there, man.
Standard league, this would look awesome.
Just all touchdowns, so you don't need to worry about it.
Lord of Lazy the clock here, about 20 seconds left, takes Baker Mayfield. Now it's Banana Hammock on the turn. You know, if Hooper falls back to me, I might take him again.
Or do it.
After Andrews. I don't know. Banana Hammock takes Michael Gallup and DK Metcalf on the turn. I like those picks. Lord of Lazy takes Matt Ryan. Livy back on the clock. I am actually leaning quarterback here. Who do you think is going to be the starter in Chicago? Oh, sorry, guys. I was bouncing around my mic here. Mitch Trubisky? Yeah, Mitch Trubisky or Nick Foles?
Well, you have a polished turd and an older polished turd. So I'm going to go with the older polished turd. I think Foles will beat him out.
You know what? I think the quarterback I want is going to fall. I'm going to take Jordan Howard here, the 704.
It's Jordan Howard, huh?
He's a starter.
I guess so. That's true.
On a team that has historically had really, really good running backs for fantasy, right? When's the last time the Dolphins had a good? It was Lamar Miller, wasn't it?
He was okay. I think.
I mean, he was Ricky Williams. He was a top 15 running back for a few straight years in Miami.
Was that Ricky Williams?
Ricky Williams, man, he was. We went to SportsCon last year. SleeperWire had a booth there. We shared it with Eat Sleep Fantasy, and Ricky Williams had a booth there. Like, he was doing an autograph signing. No, he didn't have a booth. He was doing an autograph signing at a booth that was right next to the CBD booth. And yeah. Ricky Williams was one of the highest people I've ever seen in my life.
Was he up there with Josh Gordon?
Oh, so far past. We got this soundbite of him. He goes, "My name is Ricky Williams, and I love the Sleeper Wire show." But the first time he goes, "My name is Ricky Williams, and I love..." Wait, what is it?
That's awesome.
And then later, I was walking after the convention. I was walking, carrying stuff out to the car, and he was just like wandering around in the parking lot looking for his car. Like, I don't think I've ever seen anyone higher than Ricky Williams was that day. It was great.
That's pretty impressive, man. Yeah, kind of like I could totally see that being like a Dave Chappelle skit.
It was awesome, man. Let's get back to this. 705 goes Philip Lindsay. Bucknell takes Matthew Stafford as his second quarterback. So he's got Josh Allen and Stafford. Tyler Boyd, Das Chaser takes Jared Goff. K-Page 1 on the clock here now.
Looks like he's an auto draft again.
He's got Lamar Jackson. He is not in the room, so I think an auto draft is coming, unfortunately.
Yeah, the last two picks have been auto draft.
Duke and there Johnson. It is, Duke Johnson.
I'm going to pick my boy.
Debo!
Yeah, for sure. Awesome. Oh, geez. I'm already back.
Looks like we had someone leave. So after Debo went Mike Williams, then Evan Engram and Tevin Coleman on the turn, and then O.J. Howard. Greg back on the clock here.
Yep, sure am. Now I got to figure out what I'm going to take. Crap, I wasn't prepared. I thought I'd have more time. I'll go ahead and pick the Rams starting running back.
For right now. I mean, it could be Malcolm Brown, right?
I don't think so.
Greg takes Daryl Henderson, for those of you who missed that little comment. You don't think it's going to be... You think it's going to be Daryl Henderson, who got basically no work this year.
Because I think Malcolm Brown is a different back comparatively, where Henderson's actually more... I think it's more comparable to... Gurley. So I think it was just more of Brown was more the complimentary back to Gurley. So I feel like they'll both be in the backfield, but I feel like he'll get more touches, in my opinion. But that's just my guess.
You know what?
And they don't have picks.
I'm just going to auto for K-Page. He's going to do it again. He gets auto DD.
Westbrook.
DD. It's not bad.
Oh, man. This is not pretty.
Das Chaser on the clock here.
So there's so many other wide receivers I'd take right here.
All right, guys, this is going to be the last round that we are doing for the show because this is going to fill the starting rosters. So here, 8 rounds, you got 8 starting positions. Dos Chase takes Tariq Cohen, and then went A.J. Green, Allen Robinson, Cam Newton, and at the 809, see, I've got... 3 running backs. I need another quarterback, and let's see if the quarterback who I wanted fell, and he did. Kirk Cousins.
There you go. Why'd you pick Kirk Cousins over?
You know, even without Stephon Diggs, I like his weapons. I like Kyle Rudolph. I love Adam Thielen. I love Dalvin Cook. Olabisi Johnson has a chance to step up, and I live in Minnesota. Not a Vikings fan, but I live in Minnesota, so it's kind of like a homer pick anyway.
Sure.
Livy takes Jarvis Landry as his first wide receiver. Lord of Lazy on the clock.
That's great value at the A10. Jarvis Landry's still a great wide receiver.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
I like my starting lineup, minus the fact I probably would have a rookie running back by now instead of Daryl Henderson, but that's implying that it actually lasts that long, too.
Now, in this situation here, so it looks like most leagues, you know, you have the veteran draft and then the rookie draft goes in reverse. So you would have the 103 rookie. In this situation, would you have taken Daryl Henderson Or would you have maybe taken someone else and then drafted rookie?
I would have taken someone else. I would probably take another wide receiver, more than likely. Like, there's a lot of wide receivers right now I like. Like, after, like, I would have taken Allen Robinson. I would have taken A.J. Brown. Why did I take Deebo over A.J. Brown? I missed it. Oh, I'm stupid. All right, I would have taken A.J. Brown, Jarvis Landry, Allen Robinson, all over Daryl Henderson. But we were trying to do the starting lineup and first eight rounds and not including rookies. So I would have definitely picked somebody else.
Yeah, A.J. Brown fell pretty significantly. This was a good exercise, though, guys. I mean, it does not look, you know, might not sound like a Superflex Dynasty startup, but if you're doing one in particular on Sleeper right now, guys are going to fall based on these ADPs. It's ridiculous. I mean, you're probably not going to have three guys auto-picking, but, you know, DK Metcalf in the seventh round could easily happen.
Yep, same with Deebo in the seventh as well.
All right, so, Greg, just, you know, before we wrap up the show, I want to kind of just talk about a couple of the rosters in here. So as we look through my roster here, I'm just going to go in order. I picked the 104, Michael Thomas, Deshaun Watson, Mike Evans, Melvin Gordon, Devin Singletary, Mark Andrews, Jordan Howard, and then Kirk Cousins. And you know what? It might be easier to just go by position. So my quarterbacks, Watson and Cousins. Running backs, Melvin, Singletary, and Howard. And then wide receivers, Michael Thomas, Mike Evans. And then tight end is Mark Andrews. What do you think? What is there? What should I have done differently?
I think you did overall really well. Like, I can't say you did anything bad from what I've seen.
Would you have taken maybe Mixon over Deshaun Watson?
No, I think Deshaun Watson and Mixon are about the same. So it's whatever you prefer. You want a quarterback over a running back. They're both hard to come by.
Hey, I'm asking because your name is Dynasty Mechanic. So
they're both young players. They're both, they're in the same tier to me. So it's a preference there. So I would definitely say there's nothing wrong with that. Like, I'm looking at, you know, your picks beforehand. Like, Mike Evans is a good pick there. You know, Melvin Gordon, that was a great pick as well. Like, I might have picked Austin Eckler instead, maybe, but I think Melvin Gordon was definitely the better pick there as well. Singletary.
Much as I love Melvin, maybe I should have gone Eckler.
He's a little younger, but I think Gordon still be productive. Yep. I would pick Sutton over Singletary personally. But that's just me. But that's part of the thing about this sleeper draft. You only get 1 minute on the clock, and you're like, oh, I mean, hurry up and find a player before I get auto picked, and I don't get auto picked. That's horrible.
Yeah, I liked the wide receivers that were going to come back to me a little bit more than the running backs,
for sure.
Yep.
No, and I get that. And actually, I had a lot of good wide receiver like later in the draft. Like, you saw, we have AJ Brown in the eighth, which granted he shouldn't have fallen that far, but also we had a lot of auto picks. Like, Josh Gordon fell in the 6-6, and Robert Woods at 6-4. Like, that's just silly.
Well, I mean, like, even guys, like, the draft is still going on. We're not drafting anymore, but the draft is still going on. And got Marvin Jones in the ninth round, Robbie Anderson, Alshon Jeffrey. You know, we got some guys that are falling who I would love to have on my team. Now let's talk about your team. So quarterbacks, we got Dak and Rodgers. Running backs, Dalvin Cook and Daryl Henderson. And then wide receivers, this is your strong suit, Tyreek Hill, Amari Cooper, Deebo Samuel, and Terry McLaurin. Do you feel like you should have taken a running back earlier? Your second running back, I should say, because Dalvin Cook at the 203 is pretty great. But your second running back, instead of being Daryl Henderson, maybe taking Chris Carson or Montgomery or Singletary or Eckler over Dak Prescott?
So instead of Dak Prescott, I don't know. I hate reaching for running backs, and I feel like that's what a lot of players do, GMs do in general. I just don't like doing it because I'd rather have the value elsewhere and then trade for a running back later or play running back by waiver wire. Like plug and play Tariq Cohen, stuff like that, or draft a rookie running back. I do not like doing that personally. It just drives me nuts when I see it because I'm like, ugh. It makes me cringe personally. But everyone has their different styles of playing, as I stated. I would draft a bunch of different running backs later on.
All right, guys. Well, I think that is going to wrap it up for this week's show. If you're doing these dynasty, a dynasty veteran draft, like for your startup, not doing rookies, just drafting the veterans first, which a lot of leagues are doing, you definitely want to mock draft before the NFL draft, which is coming up. Because then after the NFL draft, that's when a lot of the rookie drafts are going to start. But even if you have a veteran draft afterwards, it's still great for you to be able to see what happens with ADPs. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, this is a great tool to use and definitely understand where you might be picking at. So it's a great, great, awesome thing to have.
Yeah, for sure. Fun. All right, guys. Well, thanks for tuning in. You can follow us on Twitter at SleeperWire Show. Greg is on there at Dino Mechanic, and I am Prof_ChrisSW. And then follow us on the Sleeper app, Dino Mechanic and Professor Chris. Greg, thanks for joining me for this mock draft. You guys who joined in, Banana Hammock, Lord of Lazy, Livy, Buckin' Knoll, K-Page 1, and there were two others who already left who I don't remember, but I said your name a few times during the show. Thank you for joining us. Everybody else, thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you next time.